once you're in a cycle of guilt, it affects every part of your life.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. Today Richard Moore is talking about guilt. What makes you feel guilty?
I think guilt as a mother is something that all mothers can relate to because we want to be the perfect wife, the perfect mother.
I was a very big people pleaser, so if I couldn't do something for them, I'd feel guilty. If I didn't want to do something for them, I'd feel guilty.
I got involved a lot with drinking, and that developed into a lot of lying with parents and friends and lying to myself about who I was.
I felt guilty about not spending time with family, and it just robbed me of all joy and satisfaction.
Sometimes guilt can cause you to make a positive change in your life, but it can also leave you feeling trapped, like you're in a prison with no way out. Today, Richard Moore is talking about the guilt that leaves you feeling trapped, but there is a way out.
You might never have been inside the walls of a prison, either as a warden, visitor, or a prison inmate, but you might have been confined to a tiny locked cell that hemmed you in. It's the cell called guilt. You see, guilt can be a prison. It can cause you to put up emotional, mental, or spiritual walls between yourself and others, or between yourself and God. Sometimes those walls create a fortress from which you shoot angry arrows at others or bomb your self-image to pieces. At times, it can seem as if you're like a criminal on trial, and guilt plays the role of prosecuting attorney, judge, and jury. Guilt accuses, convicts, and condemns you to live behind prison walls, and so your prison of guilt is secure. Guilt not only restricts what you do from the outside, it also condemns you from within. Like poison flowing through your body, it affects every part of you. It attacks your mind, causing you to see yourself as inferior, worthless, or even evil. It can make you think that others are looking down on you or judging you, even if they don't know your situation. Your mind tells you to react defensively in conversations with people who may know nothing of your guilt. Guilt also attacks your heart. You may be so paranoid that you think everyone around you knows you feel guilty and is talking behind your back. The poison of guilt also attacks your body. It can cause sleeplessness, nervous tension, or an upset stomach. Guilt is truly a sickening poison.
Today on Messages of Hope, we're talking about guilt. And I'll be offering a free gift later in the program about how to deal with guilt. How does guilt affect you?
It can be a real weight, it can be a real burden.
It's a heavy load. It destroyed my marriage.
The more I felt guilty, the more I did what I felt guilty about.
I start to feel quite bitter about anything. It can kind of affect other people because they see my attitude and it's not good for them.
The road of guilt is also a really lonely road because you start to fabricate a story. You start to kind of like create a life that's not real.
It's easy to be locked into a prison of guilt by something that you've done that you can't forget, or an unhealthy relationship, or perhaps a personal habit or addiction. Today, Richard Moore is talking about guilt and a way to escape its negative power over us.
I want to tell you about a man by the name of Dave. He had a good reason to be completely overwhelmed by guilt. Dave had an affair with a married woman, and she became pregnant with his child. When he heard the news, Dave hoped that the woman's husband would think that it was his own child. But the timing was no good because her husband had been out of town and couldn't have fathered the child. When Dave realised this, he made plans to have the husband murdered. Everything went according to plan. The husband was disposed of, the woman moved in with Dave, and the child was born. At first, everything seemed fine and dandy. But eventually, his guilt caught up with him and locked him up in prison. Now, it wasn't a prison with physical walls. It was a prison of guilt. The deadly toxin that ran through his veins was not the usual venom that kills a man on death row, but the poison of guilt. That same man later wrote, "I know about what I've done wrong. Before I confessed, my bones felt limp, and I groaned all day long. Night and day, God's hand weighed heavily on me, and my strength was gone as in the summer heat." The man who wrote these words, and who had the affair and planned the husband's death, is better known as David, not Dave. He started out as a shepherd and ended up as one of the greatest kings of all time. He was a writer and a singer. He was father to Solomon, the wisest man the world has ever known.
This is Messages of Hope. If you wish you could be free of guilt, contact us for the free booklet, Unlocking the Prison of Guilt. With Jesus' help, we can be free of guilt and have hope for the future. For your free copy of Unlocking the Prison of Guilt, call 1-800-353-350. That's 1-800-353-350. You can also order your free copy at messagesofhope.org.au. That's messagesofhope.org.au. Here's Richard to share how you can be free of guilt.
There are several ways you can deal with guilt. Sometimes you can do everything you can to avoid admitting your guilt. It sounds like that's how David started out. You can avoid taking responsibility by justifying or rationalising your behaviour. Maybe you blame someone else, or just come up with a good reason for doing what you did. You can also try to bury the guilt. Stuff that guilt deep down inside and try to forget it. Move on. Don't deal with it. Out of sight, out of mind. The poison won't lay dormant forever. It may even attack you physically, affecting your nervous system, contributing to high blood pressure, or causing other physical difficulties. Another way you can try to deal with guilt is to bargain or work the guilt away. You know, do enough good works to counter the wrong actions, and the guilt should eventually be erased. Right? No, I'm sorry, wrong. It doesn't work that way. Recently, I read about a man who tried to deal with his tremendous guilt exactly like that. When he was a child, he accidentally shot and killed his best friend. So 20 years later, he became a rescuer with the United States Coast Guard and saved many people's lives. He described how he tried to make up for that childhood mistake by making his life useful, but he still feels guilty for causing his friend's death. He can't save enough people or do enough good things to make up for that one tragedy over which he feels so much guilt. King David found the prison's key, the poison's antidote. He confessed. He admitted his mistakes. He expressed remorse for, or was truly sorry for, what he'd done wrong. The same key can unlock your prison. The same antidote will neutralise your poison. Confess your mistakes. Own up to them and be truly sorry for them, and God will have mercy and forgive you.
Have you struggled with guilt? Did you find ways that helped and ways that didn't? You can share what you've learned on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. Your experience could encourage someone else who's struggling with guilt. Can we ever truly be free of guilt?
I know that for me, the longer that I leave time go by, the tougher it is.
And you don't break out of it alone.
That guilt is motivation to want to get out of it.
I so thought it had to be about what I did and how I got over the guilt, but it's not about what I do, it's about stepping into the love that God has.
Believing and remembering that Jesus has died for my sin. And he wants to forgive me. His power is powerful, and that's what keeps me going.
It's not easy to get over guilt, but there is hope. Earlier, Richard Moore shared David's story of guilt and how God freed him from its hold on him. Do you want to be free of guilt? Here's Richard.
How can you be sure that God will forgive you just as he forgave David? Let me introduce you to the one who made all this possible and who brings you the certainty of forgiveness. He already knows all about you and loves you like no one else can love you. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's the one who crafted the day to release you from the prison of guilt and found the antidote for its poison. You see, we're all in the same situation. We do things we don't want to do, and the good things we want to do, we often don't do. God knew our hopeless situation. He knew we needed someone to save us from our repeated failures. So he sent his own son, Jesus, to the world to live a perfect life, to die in order to pay for our sins and to rise from the dead so that we could be forgiven and have eternal life. The fact that Jesus came to earth and did this on your behalf is your assurance that he'll be merciful to you. He's already paid the penalty for everything you've done wrong. By believing in him, You can be certain that God has forgiven all the wrong things that you've thought or done, and that God has taken away the guilt that accompanies them. Not only does he give you the key to unlock the prison gates, but he personally escorts you out of the prison, past the thick walls you built, and heals you of the guilt that has poisoned you. He then walks with you and promises never to leave you.
This is Messages of Hope. If you wish you could be free of guilt, contact us for the free booklet, Unlocking the Prison of Guilt. With Jesus' help, we can leave guilt behind and have hope for the future. For your free copy of Unlocking the Prison of Guilt, call 1-800-353-350. That's 1-800-353-350. You can also order your free copy at messagesofhope.org.au. That's messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us next week when Noel, Celia, and I discuss shame. Why are we so easily embarrassed? And how do we break free of it?